There's a long history of pollen collection. Some of the equipment that was used earlier on was not terribly accurate, but ever since the first studies back in 1873 showing that people were allergic to various things, people were looking to try to identify what might be bothering them and how to basically take care of it, and various therapies that are available. In fact, with something like allergy shots, the first shots were given in this country back in 1911. It's a long history of therapy for it. The information can be quite helpful to identify changes in the environment, especially with changes in global climate. We may see changes in what people are exposed to, and by keeping track of what's in the atmosphere, it may help to change how we go about treating people and what we use for therapy as changes occur in the air. A typical example of that is there's a plant called English plantain. When I first started practicing, the data suggested it was a fairly important allergen, yet when I started sampling the air in this area, I couldn't find it at any significant levels. Last 3 or 4 years, I'm starting to see significant levels coming out in the middle of the summer. So that may actually change how I approach therapy if somebody is having symptoms during that particular time period. I've started using that material, putting them on immunotherapy for other reasons as well, as a additional allergen that I would put into the mix to try to decrease their sensitivity. So going forward, it's very helpful. Things are not static. We're all dynamic. The atmosphere is dynamic. Things change. And to keep up on the changes, doing the air sampling and air biology in general can be quite helpful.